Let's talk to Kane Grau now. Hey, Kane, it's John Williams. How are you? Welcome back.
John, thanks for having me.
Kane Grau is the CEO of Uptake. It's a data analytics company. Tell us what your company does again, Kane.
Yeah, John, we're in the industrial analytics intelligence space, and we basically help think of large manufacturing, transportation, energy companies avoid failure. So we have predictive analytics on a lot of their assets, and we can predict the failure before it actually happens.
Wow. Give me an example of a job or a task that you've all done for somebody.
Think of the wind farms when you're rolling down I-65 going to Indianapolis and those blades that are spinning. So we can tell the operator how fast that blade is spinning, if there's a potential part failure, if there's ice on the blade, is the output of the blade actually doing what it's supposed to. So, and you can take that to a tractor trailer, to a nuclear power plant, to a turbine in a in a plant or anything that's really producing materials.
Yeah. So data analytics, and somebody, even though they make these things, they need data to see how they're performing, and that's where you guys come in, huh?
Exactly. Risk, cost, all the above. Yep.
Yeah. And is that based in Chicago? You're in Chicago. Where's the company based out of? That's cool.
Yeah, we're based at 600 West Chicago, which is otherwise known as the Groupon building. And the founder and our chairman is Brad Keywell, who's one of the more prolific entrepreneurs here in the city.
You and I have a mutual friend slash acquaintance named Corey Brooks. The pastor has a church and a community center he's trying to get off the ground on the Woodlawn neighborhood. He reached out to you. You've reached out to other people. Corey's going to go back up in that building adjacent to his church where he's trying to get a community center built. And he's going to stay up there for 100 consecutive days to publicize the need for, he said, about $30 million, of which he has about $7 million committed. 23 is a pretty big task for the Woodlawn neighborhood, independently sourced from individual contributions. So you decided to help out, and you spent the night with Corey. Was it last night or the night before?
Saturday night. Yeah, we kicked it off Saturday night, and spent the day there. Got there about 11:30. Spent the day helping on the turkey drive through the New Beginnings Church, which. Right. From the last number I heard, we served 5,000 families, which, if you could have seen the how they executed this, it was pretty flawless.
So now, what did you? So then, you went up on the roof and slept there that night, or stayed there for a while?
Yeah, we kicked it off at 3:30. There were a total of five of us, and I got lucky on the night that no wind, pretty decent temperatures, and yeah, we got up there and camped out for the evening with five others, and yeah, it was. It was a great night just to spend time with the pastor.
So they put you in a tent, do they?
They do. We have a tent, and we have a we had a fire pit that I brought in for the pastor that I was leaving there for the 100 days. And we had a fireside chat for 2 hours. It was live streamed through Facebook. And just to, really kind of home in on why he was doing it, how he did it last time, how we're going to raise the dollars, and an amazing experience overall. I want to actually get back up and do it again before March 4th.
Well, I'm all for the cause. I mean, and I need to put my butt where my, I don't want to say mouth is. I need to walk the walk rather than just talk the talk. So I says, okay, I'm going to be there too. So the tent was good and warm, right?
The tent was warm. I would recommend a nice, 30 below or 20 below sleeping bag. But it definitely gets cool at night. But the fire, until you get into the tent, the fire pit does its job. And John, I really appreciate, you getting up there, because like you said, I think, being visible, being there, is just as important as donating the dollars.
Well, that's the least I can do. How do folks then donate? They go to, I guess, projecthood.org. There's probably a button there, right?
Yeah, John, really important. It's not get to Project Hood, and then inside the form, make sure that you select a community center, and that will get the dollars straight to the fundraising efforts that we're doing for the, like you said, towards the $35 million.
Did you hear gunshots or sirens that night?
We heard both. And I don't want to, you know, I don't want to detract anybody from going up. But, yeah, we you can hear gunshots in the distance and many, many fire engines and many cop cars. And I honestly think, you know, just listening to the way the pastor describes, that's a pretty normal evening or a pretty normal day. You know, and it makes you really feel like what you're doing is the right thing to bring that community center and hopefully help revitalize that neighborhood.
That's why I asked, Kane. Well, good on you. And my turn's tonight, projecthood.org. Click on community center or write in community center so the funds go to a safe shelter and activity place for the youth in Woodlawn. Okay, Kane. Thanks. Let's stay in touch and congratulations. Well done, sir.
Thanks, John. Great. Good luck tonight.